Episode 130. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner and will be your host today. You may not always need to work with this data type, but that doesn't mean you can ignore it. If you don't at least know the basics, then you'll get lost in code that uses function pointers. The best way to become a professional programmer is to start writing code. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. Have you considered attending a Take Up Code live class? Text PROGRAM to the short number 44222 and you'll be on your way. There are two kinds of function pointers: those that point to standalone functions and those that point to class methods. They're very different, even if they sort of look alike. This episode explains normal, standalone function pointers. But before I explain that, let me first explain some basics. You should know by now that a pointer points to something in memory. So far, I've only talked about variables. You can declare a variable to some data type and then assign the address of a variable of that same type to a pointer. Then you can modify the value of that variable through the pointer. Well, a method has code that lives in memory too, and there has to be a beginning of that code. That means you can get the address of the beginning of a method's code just like you can get the address of where a variable lives in memory. But while you can use a pointer to data to change the data, you can't use a pointer to a method to change the code. Wow, talk about opening up your computer to potential virus threats that would be. It's all just memory, though, and at some point the memory where a method lives had to be written to. How else would the code be able to make it from your hard drive into memory? The thing to remember, though, is that your operating system takes care of this. It loads your code into memory and then changes the properties of that memory so that it can't be changed. Modern processors have the ability to control access to memory, and the operating system will take advantage of that to make sure that code can't be changed. All you can do with a function is get its address or call it, and the only reason to get the address of a method is so you can assign that to a function pointer. Once you have the address of a function and have assigned it to a function pointer, you can then call the function through the pointer just like using the name of the method directly. I'll explain how to declare a function pointer right after this message from our sponsor. If you need help with your programming, all you need to do is register for one of the Take Up Code free or paid live classes. You can attend with just your computer and an internet connection from anywhere in the world. There's currently room for 25 people to attend, and as of now, the one-hour intro class is free, and the two-hour beginner class is $20. There's a lot more that I can explain when you can see my screen and ask questions. Text the word PROGRAM to the number 44222, and you'll be on your way. You can also visit takeupcode.com to begin. When you declare a method, you start with the return type, then the method name, then open parentheses, then each parameter one at a time, separated by commas. Each parameter consists of a type and a name. After all the parameters, you end the method declaration with a closing parentheses and then a semicolon. If you're implementing the method instead of just declaring it, then you skip the semicolon and go right into the open brace, followed by the method body, and then a closing brace at the end. Before I explain how to declare a function pointer, I'll quickly call your attention to how you declare a local variable. For a variable, you start out with the type and then give the variable name. The reason I explain both of these again is because declaring a method pointer is sort of a combination of both. It's similar to a method declaration, only without the names. And it's similar to a variable because the only name you need is the name of your function pointer. It's a little different, though, because the name of a function pointer gets placed inside the declaration. This is different than a normal variable where the name of the variable comes after the type. For a function pointer, the full type of the function surrounds the name of the function pointer. It's like this. You start out with the return type, then where the function name would normally go if this was a function declaration, you put in open parentheses followed by a star and then the name of the function pointer variable followed by a closing parentheses. Then you finish the function pointer with another open parentheses followed by each parameter type separated by commas and then closing parentheses. You don't name the parameters in a function pointer. It's easy to miss a function pointer because it looks so much like a method declaration. The only differences are the extra parentheses and asterisk where the method name would normally go and a lack of names for the parameter types. Now, the lack of parameter names shouldn't be taken to mean you have a function pointer, because even a normal method declaration can leave the parameter names off if you want. What really makes a function pointer is that star inside the parentheses. In fact, you'll often come across function pointer declarations that omit the name of the function pointer and have only a single star inside the parentheses where the method name would normally be. You'll find this syntax when declaring a function pointer type. And that's why this episode exists. You can declare a function pointer type with the same syntax and then use that type to declare local variables of that type. This actually makes your code a lot easier to read. It's just like creating your own class and then using that class to declare a local variable of that class type. When you want to call a method through a function pointer, you first need to assign it the address of a valid function. It may look a little strange to see an assignment where the method name is being used as the value being assigned. But remember that method names are nothing more than a pointer to the beginning of the method code. They're just an address. Once you have your pointer pointing to a method, you just use the name of your function pointer variable as if it was the name of the method. I know, it's a little hard to follow the explanation in this episode with just audio. If you already know a little bit about function pointers, then I hope you learned something. If not, and you're completely lost at this point, then I encourage you to join one of the live classes, and I'll make sure you get a better visual explanation with real code. I'll continue explaining function pointers in the next regular episode, where I'll explain pointers to class member methods. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning. But even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you'll learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.